So could you describe I Spy again? The tape recorder didn't get it.
Well, there'd be one fellow with blindfold. Maybe there was a big tree which the road has taken down that I know was there 100 years. I hate to see that tree go. And they'd hide and blind himself, and everybody else would go and hide. Well, and then when they were already all hid, well, he would, they'd all holler and say they were ready, and then, oh, home time's coming.
Yes, describing I Spy. That's what you were doing.
I was telling them I Spy?
Yeah.
Well, there'd be a blinder, maybe at that big tree that used to be out there that's gone, and everybody would go and hide. And then when they'd count up maybe to 100, whoever was at the tree, and when he'd get through, he'd say, all right, I'm coming. So as each one, he'd find, he'd go back and hit the tree and say, I spy. So that's the way they played it.
Did they have any swings or things like that?
We did late years, but they didn't at first. But later years, when Elmer got in trustee, he bought swings and slides for them later years. But at first there was nothing like that. We had to make our own amusement.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you buy the books you used in the classroom?
Well, I suppose I sent away and got them, and then Mrs. Jones, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they were well-to-do people from Boston, Massachusetts, had a place way down Joyous Guard. And they used to send us a lot of books, but they'd send away and get our reading books, our geographies and things. Well, we had to pay for them ourselves. Mm-hmm. Each family had to pay for their own books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have Christmas exercises?
Oh, always. Christmas tree at the church or the school, but usually at the church. And children would speak. I used to sing solos by myself, and yes, always had, and we had, we made popcorn balls, and we had packages of candy. They would pitch in and buy candy, you know, we'd put it in sacks, every child had got a bag of candy, and then there was a presents, of course, for all the children, and then Santa Claus came afterwards. Well, he usually passed candy around.
Did he wear a red suit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, everybody looked ahead to Santa Claus coming.
What solos did you sing?
I'm tying the leaves so they won't come down.
Mm. Was that a Christmas piece?
Well, it wasn't really Christmas, but I could sing. I still can sing. But I used to, always a solo by me. Uh-huh. Maybe there were other songs, but that is one that stands out.
Did you enjoy singing solo?
Yes, I always like to sing.
Mm-hmm. Who was playing the organ or the piano at that time?
My mother.
You had a piano at home?
No, we never had a piano at home. We always had an organ.
Oh, you had an organ. What was it like, the organ?
Well, it's an upright thing, and a little mirror in it, and just a taller than, and, oh, there was the keys, and then there was a thing that slid down when you wanted to close it up and lock it. It was quite tall.
Did the boys and girls get along together at school, or did they fight with each other?
Well, I suppose once in a while there's a fight, but I think they got along pretty good. You see, we had to make our own amusement, and I think the children were happier then in school than they are now. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that as I look back, we could do things, make our own amusement and get more enjoyment out of it. And I can remember of laughing until I would fall right down over nothing. But we did things to make our own meals money.
Mm-hmm. What did they have for lunch? What would they bring for their lunch?
Well, usually bread and butter, or if you had some cold meat, you'd have a meat sandwich and an apple or something if we happened to have them at the time. If it didn't, we had cookies, and we always had a bottle of milk. Whatever happened to be in the house at the time.
Did they bring apples for the teacher?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the students go on to high school that were in that school?
Any what?
Any of the students that were in school with you go on to high school?
Well, I did. I went 2 years and quit.
Uh-huh. Where'd you go to high school, Malone?
Malone. Mm-hmm. And quit because too hard for my mother to pay my way.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only one?
I'm the only one I remember of. Mm-hmm. You know.
What was the eighth grade graduation like?
Oh, I don't know, Robert. I can't tell you. Well, arithmetic and all that stuff that we had, only it's up in... I wonder if I see somebody else coming. I guess not. but in the higher elementary grades, you know, algebra and things like that.
So you went to Malone to high school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you board?
I boarded with a maiden lady, I shan't call her an old maid, Miss Ella Furman on 82 Webster Street.
Uh-huh. Were there any other girls there living with in St.
Yes,
house?
There were other girls there from Bangor. There was Merle Spaulding, and there was two or three Spaulding girls. And there were a couple other girls, I don't remember their names, but there's no boys there, just girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had one room?
No, there was two rooms, three bedrooms.
Uh-huh. One girl to a bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of food would she serve?
We took our own. We fed ourselves. Our folks would fix up a box of food, of bread and butter, and we cooked our own meat and potatoes and fed ourselves. Our mothers would make pies and cookies, and we got our own.
Mm-hmm. It was
a little cheaper that way.
Right. You used her stove?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Furman's stove.
Yeah, her table. And
mm-hmm. So, who would take you to Malone on Sunday night?
Oh, my stepfather usually did.
Uh-huh. And who would bring you back on Friday night?
Well, he'd come and get me.
Uh-huh. By the time you were in high school, were people going to Malone more often?
Well, yes, but they were still going with they were still going with horse and buggies or horse and sleigh, mostly. There wasn't too many people who had cars in town.
By the time you were in high school, who did have a car up here?
I don't remember the first car in town. Well, I know we didn't have one. My folks didn't.
When did you start dating, you know?
Dating?
Yeah.
Listen, Elmer was always my boyfriend. I never could get rid of him. I didn't try to. But he always was in love with me from the time I was a child up. I used to tell him I had to marry him to get rid of him. But he always was in love with me. I was the only girl he ever cared anything about. Well, I think maybe really going steady. Oh, I went around with different fellows, 16, 17. But and then when he came back from the service, I married him.
Where would people go on dates when they went out with boyfriends and girlfriends up here?
You wouldn't have much of any place to go. Well, Elmer got a car finally. There was no top to it, an old Ford. And take me to a show or something, Malone.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to people's houses other times?
Yes, we go out to people's homes. And,
Did they play cards up here very much?
Oh yes, I played cards a lot in the evening. In the evening we played cards.
Mm-hmm. What games?
Pedro, mostly. Flinch.
Flinch. Mm-hmm. Any poker?
No. No, well, I think the men used to get together and play poker up to Bill Sanders, but in our homes, we played Pedro more than anything. Pinochle, so.
Did the men have was there a bar in town?
No.
Is anyone here who distilled liquor on his own? You know, had a still?
I don't know, Robert. Well, I heard Charlie McFall did, but I hate to say that. I don't know whether he did or not, but they said he did.
Did you ever get an allowance, you know, a certain amount of money a week?
Oh, yes, I used to get 50 cents a week. Because I helped my mother a lot.
Could you describe your mother, what kind of a person she was?
Well, to me, she's the most wonderful person on the face of the earth. She's had a hard time, but she's always the same. Good-natured, full of fun. No, I don't think that a better person ever lived. Of course you do, your own mother.
But was she religious?
Yes. She played the organ at the church for 30 years. Always went to church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she played it for over 30 years.
Did she read the Bible at home?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of books did you have in the house?
I don't know. I used to read everything get my hands on. I always loved to read. I still do. But Zane Grey's and... I don't know, Robert. I read anything and everything. I mean, I never read murder stories and things, but... Well, the books like kids read in those days.
Mm-hmm. Were there any magazines?
Oh, yes. We always took magazines of some kind. McCall's, Ladies' Home Journal, something.
Did your mother ever say that she wanted one particular kind of life for you? You know, she wanted you to... did she want you to finish high school?
Want me to what?
Finish high school.
Yes, she did want me to, very, very bad, but she had to work so hard to help pay my way. I didn't feel that I could do it. Maybe I should have, but she was sick and died very young, and I think by staying at home and helping her, she always took boarders. Roadman or somebody that I could help more. I couldn't see her working herself to death to put me through school.
What subjects did you take in high school?
I don't remember.
Can you remember any of the teachers?
Yes, it was a Miss Palmer, Miss Caldwell. I don't remember the others.
Hattie Caldwell.
Hattie.
Yeah, what was she like?
She was a wonderful person to me, very nice. She was very strict to a lot of the children, but she was very, very nice to me, especially nice to me. Now, whether she realized I was a country girl, coming in. I'm going to tell you that I always found the children in Malone rather snobbish, as far as I was concerned. They stuck to themselves, and I never could mix in with them good. And I used to be very bashful, and I wouldn't push myself. Now I would. But she was very, very nice to me, very wonderful to me. She met my mother once. Mama went down there, and she said to me, "Maddie, I can understand why you're such a nice girl, because you've got a wonderful mother." She was very nice to me. But all that other teacher, she lived on Duane Street. She was Palmer. She really picked on me. She really did. I think that was one reason I hated to go back. I was afraid of her in a way. She'd ask a question. "You, Maddie," just like that. "What do you know?" Well, just the minute she said that, I forgot everything I ever knew. I couldn't say nothing. "Is any more Duane like you? Well, if there is, I hope to stay there." Now, that wasn't nice for a teacher to say.
What subject did she teach?
Geography and I don't know. I don't remember. I know I never liked her.
Mm-hmm. But Miss Caldwell was nice.
Oh, she was very nice.
Your mother made 3 meals a day?
Yeah.
What time did you have to get up in the morning?
Oh, we used to get up by 7 o'clock anyway.
Mm-hmm. What would she make for breakfast?
Oh, we'd have cereal and toast and maybe bacon and eggs and donuts, coffee.
Ever have potatoes in the morning?
My stepfather ate potatoes, and she cooked potatoes. Well, I cooked potatoes for Elmer after I was married. But I never ate potatoes for my breakfast. But they used to years ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody had potatoes in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Ever have any other salt pork in the morning? Things like that.
No. Bacon. Well, you made it. Everybody had a pig in the fall, which they killed. And you'd send the bacon to Malone and have it cured. Your hams. And so you had your own meat.
Mm-hmm. What would she have for dinner?
Well, soup, potatoes and gravy and meat and pickles and some kind of a vegetable, pie usually. Mm-hmm.
What kind of pies did she make?
Oh, most anything that was in season. It would all be pumpkins. They made, people those days made their own mincemeat and mince pies and custard pies if you had hens and had a lot of eggs. And well, that was the usual round.
Were there a lot of berries growing around?
Oh yes, a lot of berries. Yes, raspberry pies, blueberry pies. People used to can a lot. Mm-hmm. Used to be a lot more berries than there is now.
How many cans would your mother put up?
Oh, 200 or 300 cans.
Huh. You would help her? How did she go about it?
Well, put them in the kettle on the stove and
the cans
come to a boil, put sugar in them, and mm-hmm. and then have your cans all sterilized, nice and clean, and fill them up full of the hot berries, whatever it was. Oh yes, you had to can. You had to do everything like that if you had anything to eat in the winter time.
Mm-hmm. Did she can vegetables?
Yep. Yeah, some, but they used to put the most of them down in the cellar in bins. Carrots and turnips and cabbage and things. But we raised our own vegetables so we'd have enough through the winter usually. Of course, people's cellars didn't have the furnaces in like they have now, and their cellars are really cool, you know, so they could keep better. Now your cellars are so hot that you couldn't keep anything. Of course, I have a burner in my cellar.
Did they keep milk downstairs? Did they keep milk downstairs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did keep a lot of things in the cellar.
Did you have an ice box?
Well, on later years we had an ice box, yes, and people would get ice from the ponds and fill the top of it with ice, and that is the first of anything like that before any refrigerators came. Of course, you couldn't have a refrigerator. Well, there wasn't such a thing anyway. There was no electricity. So, I'll tell you what I did have Elmer got for me. We had one that run by kerosene, fuel oil, and I had a refrigerator years before a lot of people did, because he bought this one that run by kerosene that kept the things cold. We bought it from Fred Carey, who used to be down on, what street was it, Mill Street or somewhere? I think he's in the Flanagan Hotel stand now, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's still living.
Did you have any favorite kind of food that your mother would make?
Oh, I suppose Robert liked everything, and I still do. There isn't anything I don't like to eat.
Mm-hmm. Were children allowed to be fussy about what they ate?
No.
Was your mother very strict generally?
No.
Was your father stricter?
No, but when he spoke to you and told you to do, stop doing whatever you was doing, you stop, that's all. But no, he was a good father.
How about your stepfather?
Well, he was all right when he was sober.
What was he like when he wasn't sober?
Meaner than the Dickens. Terrible mean. I think my mother would live longer if she hadn't been for him.
What was his name?
Forrester, James Forrester.
Mm-hmm. What was he? Was he liked in Duane? Was he liked in Duane? Well liked?
Yes, he was well liked. He was a very, very nice person when he was sober. He would do anything for anybody. He was well liked.
How well did he take care of his horses and things like that?
He abused them. They didn't live long.
Where was he from?
I don't know. I think he was from Vermont sometime or other. I don't know just where he did come from. But if I remember right, that's what they said.
What was for supper?
Warmed up potatoes, maybe some beans, and cold meat, and bread and butter, and some sauce, maybe.
What kind of sauce?
Or cake. Well, anything that would be maybe canned, something that my mother would can.
Was breakfast ever leftovers?
Oh, we never throwed anything away. We always ate our leftovers. Nothing was ever thrown away. Well, if you had a dog and cats, well, they might have something like that, but most everybody did have a dog or cat.
What'd you feed the chickens?
I don't know what they did feed them, but we always had chickens.
How many cows did you have?
Oh, at one time we had two or three up there. Then we got down to one. But we always had one anyway. Homer and I even had one here for a while. Well, she jumped the fence so much all the time, we had to get rid of her.
Would neighbors get mad if someone's cows came over on their property?
Yes, they would. Because they usually headed right for anybody's garden.
How about pigs? Did you have pigs?
Oh, we always had a pig. Everybody had a pig. We used to have a pig. I used to cry when our pigs were killed. Mm-hmm. We always had a pig.
Did people eat more salt pork or more beef up here?
Oh, we never ate too much salt pork. I had some. I only liked salt pork. I never did, but we always had a barrel, or a part of a keg of salt pork, you know. We sent the hams to Malone, had them cured, and the bacon. And so we raised a lot of our own meat. That is the pork. We'd buy a quarter of beef from somebody, and then after we got that kerosene refrigerator, well, we could keep a lot of things.
Did they use cream when you were a child for desserts?
Hmm?
Did they use cream for desserts when you were a child?
Ice cream?
And cream from the milk.
Yes, and we used to make our own ice cream. They had their freezers with ice, you know, and you turn the thing around, we used to make our own ice cream.
Did they flavor it in any way?
Yeah, well, whatever kind you wanted, but most always was vanilla.
How many times a week would your mother bake bread?
Oh, a couple times a week.
Did she do her washing on Monday and her ironing on Tuesday? You follow that schedule?
Mm-hmm.
How did she wash?
Well, scrub board. Until later on, she got a washing machine with a wheel that turned it and washed the clothes.
Did she make her own soap?
Well, she made some. She made quite a lot of it, yes. Not, she didn't all of it, but some of it.
Did she collect rain in a barrel for drinking?
Rain barrel? No, they always had a well up there, but I used to. We got ink spelts all the way around the house, and we didn't have no water until we drilled this well out here. Well, I had a rain barrel sitting on the back steps, and I used to always have a barrel of rainwater, and you could wash with that. But they had a well up there, good well. This is no.
Did most people have a good well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, most, they're all stoned up, you know. Of course, our well we have now is a drilled well. Mm-hmm. We had done a year after Gerald died, 1949. We drilled, had a well drilled. 57 feet deep. It's right out here. Beautiful water.
They had well houses around their wells in the old days?
They used to in the olden days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always did. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever hang meat in there to keep it cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where else would they hang meat before they had refrigerators?
Well, in the cellar, usually. Your cellars are cold, really cold, because you didn't have no heating system in the cellars years ago. Some people used to take their meat to Malone, have it put in a meat packing place, and keep it, you know, that way. Mm-hmm. Anybody went to Malone very often. Which years ago they didn't used to go so often, but after they got cars, they went oftener.
Did your mother grind her own coffee beans?
No.
She bought them ground.
Well, she did some, but the most of it, she bought it all ground.
Mm-hmm. How about cinnamon and cloves and nutmeg and things like that?
Well, they bought them right in the can. Mm-hmm.
Did she crochet and knit?
No. No, she never did. I crocheted, but my mother never did. Mm-hmm. No, she made rugs and made quilts and things like that, but she never crocheted or knit.
She made dresses?
Oh yeah, she's a beautiful seamstress. She made all of her clothes. Made her own.
What kind of dresses would she wear?
Well, mostly cotton or sometimes woolen, but of course they used to wear their dresses way down so long. But she was a wonderful seamstress, and whatever the style would be at that time, well, she'd get a pattern and make it.
Did she wear wrappers?
Yep, and I was very, very young. Way to the floor, pretty near.
How did women dress in the winter? Women your mother?
Well, made? About the same way, only maybe their clothes were warmer, made of woolen stuff instead of cotton. Oh gosh, I'm glad they don't wear wrappers now.
What was wrong with wrappers?
Why, nothing wrong. Well, who wants a dress way at the floor? I wouldn't. I don't like these mini skirts, but I like to see people's knees covered up.
Did women have coats for the winter?
Oh yes.
Did they wear shawls?
Yeah, I wore shawls too.
When they went outside in the winter, what would they wear, a coat or a shawl?
Well, if the coat wasn't warm enough, they'd wear a shawl right along with it. But yes, they used to wear shawls. I've got a shawl upstairs that belonged to my aunt. I bet it's 100 years old.
Did women have anything to put over their feet in the winter? Men had boots, but what did women have?
Well, or overshoes or something like that. They wore leggings that pulled up and come up over the knee, and they buttoned up the side. And then you had an overshoe that, or high rubber, that come up and covered up your feet.
What did
they always wore leggings.
They wear hats?
Mm-hmm. Always.
Did they ever wear the bandanas or the scarves around their head?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How often would a woman leave the house?
Well, they didn't go too often without somebody lived close by. They stayed at home and, well, did their work. And, well, they had quilting bees and they had things like that, that people would come. And, of course, there used to be ladies' aid societies, and there would be church suppers and things like that, that we went to more than people do now amongst our own selves, you know. We never have a church supper in this town anymore.
What did men wear in the summer?
Well, shirt and pants, of course, they were wider bottoms and overalls, and some of them had them rolled up to their knees. And
overalls rolled up to their knees?
Yes. Charlie and Sloan always did. Elmer never did.
Why would they roll the overalls up to their knees?
Why, I don't know. So they'd look like a country hick, I guess. I don't know why.
What kind of shirts would they wear?
Well, not so much different than anybody has now, but long sleeves. You never seen no short sleeve shirts years ago for a man. Always long sleeve.
What would they wear in the winter?
Well, woolen shirts mostly. And get Ballard shirts or something alone and wear woolen shirts, heavy underclothes, long-legged underclothes. And well, they almost really had to work outdoors or do anything.
Did they wear red underwear ever?
No.
Was the red underwear supposed to be warmer than white-collared underwear?
Why, I don't know. I know Elma never wore red underwear, but a lot of them did. But whether they thought it didn't show the dirt or what, I don't know. Like the white, I don't know what was the reason.
How often did adults take baths?
Take a bath once a week.
In the winter, too?
A wash tub.
How often did they take as many baths as children did?
No, I don't think so.
You have to take a bath on Saturday night? Did you have to take a bath on Saturday night when you were young?
Oh, Saturday night. Every Saturday night you took a bath. That was part of the Saturday night. And a wash tub. Till, of course, after people got bathrooms, well, it was different, but no, always took a bath in the wash tub.
Did the parents take their bath before the children did or after?
After.
What kind of soap did they use?
Well, the most always some kind of toilet soap, Ivory, most of the time. Always had Ivory soap.
What kind of clothes would girls your age wear?
Well, I don't know. Of course, not so much different. Maybe they are different too, but usually a waist and skirt or something like that. I think that they wore that more.
Did they ever have a seamstress come around, a traveling seamstress?
No, I never see any.
Did they sell any children's clothing in the stores around?
Well, there wasn't long. But most everybody made all the children's clothes.
Which were girls' clothes more colorful than their mothers? Brighter color?
Yeah.
Did they use calico?
Oh, yes. A lot per gale.
Did they brush their teeth very often?
Oh, yes, that was one thing. I suppose most families did. I know we always had to. We couldn't go to school until we brushed our teeth.
What would they do on Sunday?
Well, most everybody went to church. I think people went to church then more than they do now. But there was always Sunday school. We always had a Sunday school teacher. Ethel Hose was a good Sunday school teacher. Cass Hose, Ethel's father-in-law, he was superintendent of Sunday school. We had more Sunday school when we were young than we have now up here. Because there's nobody in the grown-ups that take much interest in the church anymore, just a few. Robert, years ago, I don't know if you want to hear this or not, the church was condemned, the wall was falling down. And we had a meeting over at Francis Earle's. Well, I've got a story of it, a teacher from Malone. Do you ever remember Henry Atwell? You probably never knew him.
Atwell?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never heard of him.
Well, he was a teacher in Malone, and he had Dr. Phillips' place. And so they had a meeting to see what we would do. And all the earls said, let the church fall down. Well, a lot of others did. They'd go to Malone. So I asked our district superintendent if I could try and see what I could do about raising money to put a new foundation under the church. I raised $2,400 and had a new foundation put under our church over there. And Mr. Atwell was a teacher in Malone, and he owned the place where Dr. Phillips is. He came in here one day and to buy a birdhouse. And I said, I'll bet you could preach a sermon. He almost went through the floor. But I got hold of our little minister in Bangor, who couldn't take care of all the charges. And he did preach. Now I have got the letter that he wrote, and it's a beautiful thing. It's called Aunt Maddie's Church, if you ever wanted to read it.
When was this?
I don't know. You wait a minute.
What time did Sunday school start when you were a child?
Well, usually about 1:30.
In the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. And then the church services used to be at 2:30. Mm-hmm. No, we have our services at 10:30 on Sunday.
Who were the Sunday school teachers?
Well, Ethel Hulse was for a long time. I don't remember. My mother was. When she played the organ too. Allie Hulse was, Cass's wife. Well, they were grouped in different, you know, small ones in place and then the bigger ones in another seat.
Mm-hmm. How did they teach? Did they just talk or did they hand out cards?
Well, they had cards. We would give so much money, so many pennies each Sunday, and we get some kind of a little literature or something to follow, to go by.
Did they have you bring Bibles to church or to Sunday school?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have prizes for learning scripture lessons?
Well, there would be cards and scripture lessons on them,
yeah.
Pictures.
Mm-hmm. Who were the ministers you remember when you were young?
Well, there was Reverend Pittenger, there was Kenneth Lord. There was our minister now is Reverend Herman Grove, and Gleason, and the second minister of the church is Reverend Day. Of course, I don't remember him. That's for him I came here. But I don't know. I'd have to think it up.
Were the ministers usually well liked?
Oh, yes, the most of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they find fault with any of them?
No. Well, people didn't care too much about Gleason, but we've got a wonderful, wonderful minister now, and his wife is very nice.
When you were young, what did they, how did they conduct the service? Was it any different from the way it is now?
Well, I can't, no, there's not much difference. There would be a song, and it would be a scripture reading through the back, and there would be a prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer, and then the sermon, and another song, and words he'd say at the end.
In a sermon, did he ever point out anyone in the community who he thought was doing wrong and
no.
mention them by name or anything
no.
like that?
No, never did.
Did he preach on a text from the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Did people refer to their Bibles during the sermon?
Well, I never see anybody do it, but maybe they did later. I don't know.
Did every pew have hymnals in it?
Hmm?
Did every pew have hymnals in it, you know?
Have what?
Hymnals, hymn books.
Yes. Oh, yes. Always have it. Mm-hmm. They still do.
Did you have a choir?
Well, used to years ago. There's nobody in the choir now. The minister's wife, she plays the organ. But I always used to sing in the choir. And all the young girls and boys.
They had choir rehearsal during the week?
No, not very often. Once in a great while, but they'd come up home because my mother played the organ. And, but most everybody knew all the songs.
You'd sing right from the hymnal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they have many weddings and funerals over there?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Alma's funeral was there. Myrtle Trim's funeral. I don't know. Ethel Hoos was married in that church. Barbara Gale was.
And Helen.
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, old Grandma Haskins was buried there. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Funeral was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were the funerals like in the old days?
Oh, I don't know, Robert. Probably same as anywhere, Bill. I don't know, but caskets would be opened at the church usually, and they don't do that much now, but I did with Elmer's because there was people who came in later. But a good sermon usually was preached and something said nice about the person that had gone.
Do you know any of the history of this church?
Of the what?
Of the history of this church over here.
Well, it was built in 1885. And as I tell you, it was mostly built by the people that came to Meacham Lake. Now they are. And Schroeder's. The minister built the pulpit. Wilbur Smith's father. Was the second minister. I don't know who the first minister was.